that way we have it in the file, because then we have a structure in the floodplain.
So when you have a structure in the floodplain, for example, the carport, there's regulations on him having it anchored down. Is that correct, mm-hmm. Jason?
Yep.
Perfect. Okay. Mm-hmm. That was a little concern I had earlier. So can't be enclosed so the water can flow. Okay, cool.
And I know in the flooding that we have had, of course, this is your BFE. It came up right in this area here. Okay. But that's not that the BFE. It hasn't hit that yet. So your base flood elevation.
Yeah.
Just right. Giving you all the facts. So.
Thank you, Scott.
All right. Well, I would move to approve variance 22001B.
Okay. Do we have a second on that?
I'll second it.
All right, David seconds it. All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? All right.
Okay, you can start working with Presley on your building permit if you hadn't tomorrow or the next day, and then we'll do that floodplain development permit. And Marta will generate a letter from their decision. So.
We leave?
If you want to, or yep. You can stay if you want to.
We're just getting started. If you want to stick around, you can. All right, we're going to move on to the next one. This one is 22-001A, an appeal. Wait, no, that one's, I'm sorry. That one's been postponed. Sorry. We're going to move on to the next one, 22-002A, and that's the Brigder Hardy.
Okay. This is for lot 9 at Ruby's Rest. It was a nightly rental request. So on December 13th, 2021, the Taney County Planning Commission denied conditional use permit CUP 2021-034 requested by Bridger Hardy, seeking approval for nightly rental use in a proposed two-bedroom single-family home to be located on Lot 9 of Ruby's Rest. So this is the staff recommendations. If the Board of Adjustment would approve this appeal, which would overturn the Taney County Commission's denial, these are the factors that, some of the main factors that are going to be requirements, the required signage, the occupancy would be 6 people. Parking for 6 would be 3 parking spaces, solid waste management, and then the safety of the fire extinguisher and smoke alarms, Missouri Department of Revenue compliance, fire protection district inspection, and then any required buffering. So right here is the 160-248 junction, and you go continue west on 160. To Hamilton Road, and then Hamilton Road to, actually, here's Ruby's Rest. This is actually, and I think I've got the next slide that shows it. This is lots 9 and 10. The application was for lot 9. Yeah, here we go. So the actual request was for lot 9. Just a proposed structure that was planned for that lot. I am actually on Ruby's Rest. You can see the other road up here. Somewhere in this location by this transformer is the corner of Lot 9. And then I just got some pictures of Ruby's Rest Road. I tried to take some pictures in one location, and that's looking back to the southwest. Now I've come over on the other road, which will be Hamilton, and looking back. Well, nope, I'm still on Ruby's Rest. And there's the entrance of Ruby's Rest. Now I'm across the lot onto Hamilton. With that, I would turn it over to your applicant.
All right. If the applicant would like to come up, please.
I'm Mike Dortch. I think I'm the only resident on Ruby's Rest. I'm the only one with a home there. And I represent Ammon Hardy tonight. He's my son-in-law. And the project was First of all, thank you guys for your service. No matter how you vote tonight, I appreciate it. I don't want anything that I say to be taken negative to you or Planning Commission or anybody. I would never do that. I appreciate your service. You don't get enough thanks for what you do. You're probably not paid, and if you are, it probably doesn't even cover gas money, so thank you. The two reasons that were given for the denial were motion to deny was based on the nightly rental use operating characteristics is not consistent with the surrounding R1 parcels, making it not compatible. In addition, the nightly rental use will injure property values within the area. My arguments against this are strictly code-based, and so I know you don't, and I don't want this to come across as preachy or I know better than you, and I can read it and understand it, and you can't. But I need to put a few things on the record, so if you would be patient with me, I'm going to read a few things from the code and establish it. Section 24 is the section of the code that governs nightly rentals, conditional uses for nightly rentals. And it states real clearly in the very first paragraph, and I'm reading from page 138, if whatever it's worth, says that there's a potential for them to be incompatible. And so these regulations are designed to make it incompatible. And then the next four or five pages are regulations, a whole series of requirements that have to be met by the nightly rentals to qualify for a conditional use permit. I submit to you that we have to continue to meet them, or the conditional use goes away. I submit to you that we meet all of those. Evidenced by the fact that neither of the reasons given in the denial are requirements listed in Section 24. If we look to the general Section 23, which talks generally about conditional uses, and I'm on page 135, this is Section 23, this is E, Section 2310E, says the Planning Commission may grant or deny a conditional use permit upon finding the proposed use meets or fails to meet all requirements set forth in the section allowing such conditional use. That's this. And I think all of those we have met. So they can grant or deny based on that. And then it further says, and impose such conditions on the issuance of a conditional use permit as will, in the Planning Commission's judgment, ensure that, and then nine things, or eight things. So if they find any of these eight things, they can issue, the way I read this, and impose such conditions. It's not grant or deny based on. It's the requirements are set forth in the section, as it says, Section 24. So they can impose additional requirements on it because they feel one of these is an error. Most of the two reasons that they gave are from this Section 23. And it says, one of them says it will not materially or substantially injure the property values within the area. And or operating characteristics, including but not limited to hours of operation, traffic generation, lighting, noise, odor, duties, and other external inputs. The problem that Ammon has with these and that I have trying to argue with you here tonight, there's no specificity. There is nothing that is specific to what Ammon is trying to do here that applies only to his project and not every other nightly rental being proposed in an R1 zone. There's nothing that is specific. There is no, what is the reason? Why is it bringing down the values? Is it pink? Is it too small? Is it too large? What is it? None of the operating characteristics have been identified. So I'm placed in the awkward position tonight of trying to argue every operating characteristic and every possible thing that could bring down the value, and that's not right. In fact, the code requires, back in this Section 23, if you look above it in Section C, It says that if the planning and zoning proposes a finding that the application fails to comply with the requirements of the regulation, the requirements in question shall be identified and supporting reasons stated for the proposed findings or conclusions. And we don't have any of that. So Ammon's entitled in walking away from that meeting to know which of these requirements he doesn't meet, none of which have been identified, and the supporting reasons for them. And it's even a little more egregious than that. There was not one single ounce of discussion about value. Nobody made the accusation that this was going to harm the value, because I could have piped up and said, I think the highest and best use of that property is nightly rental. There is a bed and breakfast right across the street from it, just kind of kitty corner. And right next door to him is a monthly rental. Right across the street from that is a single-family nightly rental. So he's sitting right in here in a nightly rental area, and there are no other homes on this street at all, none besides mine. And for the record, I approve. But he's so, and then without being given any reason and any way to really fight against it in specificity, there is, which is required. The last reason that I would give is that it is fundamentally unfair and creates an inequity to say to him that he cannot do what his neighbor across the street is doing and the person right down the street is doing without giving him some really, really good and very specific reasons for it. So our prayer here tonight is that you will find that the motion was in error and reverse the decision and grant the conditional use permit. Without any questions, I'll sit down and turn it over to my friends and neighbors.
Can you show me again, because I know we've looked at this before in the past, but can you show me again, where's your house at in relation to Lot 9?
This is Ruby's Rest. This is the subdivision that it's part of.
Okay.
And I'm right there.
Now, before you leave the screen, though, just since I already got you here, just point out again, too, the placement of the proposed house is going to be on which side?
Here.
So it'll be using that road. Okay. All right. I'm just clarifying.
Yeah. The proposal we made to all the neighbors who we met with before we came up here to make sure that we didn't have fiasco like we had last time was to put a monthly rental out here or a nightly rental here. And I heard from 10 of the 13 residents of this subdivision that all wanted it over here. And then the others, I did not hear.
And then, if I remember right, the one on the end there, that's the bed and breakfast, right?
That's right.
Okay. And then the other nightly rental that you were talking about?
This is a monthly rental.
Oh, monthly.
Right across the street right here is the
item.
Yeah, that's
nice. Is that a registered one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
And I think...
But that is a different subdivision there, though, isn't it?
Which one? The one up above it, north of it? Yes.
Okay. All right. Giving clarity on all that.
The last time we were here, I think there was a lot of comment about the existing bed and breakfast being illegal, a grandfathered use. In fact, we went all the way through the county commissioners, and the ultimate denial we got was based on the fact that there wasn't a permitted use in the area. But a few months after that, we found that it all along, Scott was able to find the original. Thank you, Scott. Was able to find 21 years ago a Div 3 permit that was granted for that, and it now carries an NR3 zone. So it's legal and licensed nightly rental use.
Okay.
Has been for 21 years.
All right. Board, do you have any questions for him? Okay.
Thanks, you guys.
Thank you. All right. Is there anybody that's here to speak on behalf of this project or for this project? Okay. And we're going to move on to anybody that wants to speak that's in opposition of this project? All right, come forward. Just keep in mind we're on a 5